With hundreds of men and women working on stadium construction, there's an enormous amount of activity happening here every day. From jobs small to large and large to gigantic, it's truly a wonder to see the construction unfold. So every day there are victories, both large and small, to celebrate. Earlier this summer, the Vikings and Mortensen showed their appreciation to the workers with a special lunch.
Well, they work really hard. They work through the winter. They work through everything. It's a big deal for them. It's a celebration that they got the work done on time, on schedule. Nobody got hurt doing that work. It was very complicated. And it's kind of a ceremony in these big buildings like that we do that for the concrete topping out and then later on the structural steel topping out. So the employees really appreciate it when you do this for them and show them how much you appreciate what they did for us by accomplishing it on time.
Building a stadium of this magnitude, like the game of football, takes planning, discipline, and staying ahead of the game if you expect to accomplish your goals. Back in June, head coach Mike Zimmer took time away from football to come to the construction site to get his first peek inside his future home.
You haven't been in here yet.
Nah.
Oh, it's big. So we have a plan of the day meeting. So we have all of us, you know, who's doing what, and them are my calendars. And if I write it on that calendar, it gets done, it better not change.
Mm-hmm. You must be pretty smart.
No.
I couldn't figure all it out.
Remember, we didn't do it all in a day.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty important meeting that we have every day. Yeah, once a week I walk the entire building, every space.
Really?
Right now it takes me 3 hours and 41 minutes.
Wow.
I just block out half a day and just go walk around, talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go out there in the bowl and take a look.
All right.
So today we're setting that top cord of that piece. You can see that crane's hooked to it. That completes the inner ridge truss. That one goes in next, and after we get that truss locked in, that gives that ridge lateral stability.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these green shoring towers come out. If you don't have it braced on this side at all, though, it's like a noodle, right? It wants to bend in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So you just got to brace it on one end, and then we'll take all that down. The Metrodome would have fit inside of here from side to side and wouldn't touch any of the structure.
Looks like the seats are going to be right on top of the field, too.
Folks are going to be close.
Is it going to be loud?
I think it's going to be loud.
Yeah, good. This thing's going to be amazing, though, when
it
gets done.
Oh, yeah, it'll be nice.
They got, what, four levels that they'll have?
Seven all in, or seven.
Oh, seven?
From general seating, there'll be a lower club, main concourse seating, upper club, upper, and then top of bowl, and then the upper suites. So there'll be five levels of seating, seven levels in the building. 65,000 people, 2,000 TVs.
Is that right?
So this will be the Vikings Club.
Okay.
You know, one thing nice about this building compared to the Metrodome, all the concourses are open.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting probably for you to see how it all goes together.
Yeah, yeah. So those big doors that open.
See the orange tower for the material hoist? That's the top of the northerlymost door. It's 95 feet tall on the right, and it's like 75 down here. And then you can kind of follow that angle down, with the shortest one being over there to the left of the the yellow mast sticking up.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking it.
Nice
meeting you, too.
Thank you, guys.
It was amazing. It's going to be an unbelievable place. The way that they put this thing together and the coordination that they do with this is just, it's hard to imagine.
Coming up, get a preview of what will be a very busy next 12 months in downtown Minneapolis. That's next on the debut edition of Building a Legacy, U.S. Bank Stadium.